The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've been trying to ignore this situation, but seeing as how I sound like this, I've got to address the fact that allergies are kicking my ass. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
What the Allegra? I go by Anthony. Hey, what's up, guys?
A.K.A. Allegra D. No, I
don't know if it's allergies at this point
allergies.
Or we're both sick. Because
no, it's allergies.
Obviously, we both sound like this. And we live together.
Yeah, so. I sound a little nasally.
A little nasally.
A little nerdy.
I got on the headset the other night of the game. And they were like, what's wrong with your voice?
What's happening with me is I'm dripping. My nose drips uncontrollably. It will just drip on my plate. It will drip on this keyboard. It will drip in my coffee. Ew. And it doesn't matter what I do. It just drips.
I don't see any Kleenex by you.
This right here.
Oh, there you go.
It's
okay.
An antibacterial wipe.
Antibacterial
because
wipes.
The drippage could be infected or something. You know, I'm trying to wipe everything down.
Fire.
So what do you do? Like, what are some home cures? Did you have anything?
I have never done this, but I suggest you cut onions and put them in your socks and then wear those to bed.
That's what Automatic said. That's
I've seen it on TikTok, and I don't want to try it yet, but on TikTok, everyone's saying it works.
I just take a hot shower, and I feel better for like 20 minutes.
I feel good in the shower, Automatic, but once I get out of the shower, here I am. I'm thinking, does Vicks work for allergies?
No.
How do you know?
Because you have allergies. You don't have a cold. At least I don't think you do.
You just said you don't even know what's wrong with us.
Yeah, if you're asking...
It's like COVID or allergies. Yeah. What are the
Now, if you're asking me for a home remedy, my home remedy is to rely on Western medicine. What I do is a little allergy tea. I do a little Claritin in the morning, a little Zyrtec in the afternoon.
You know what? I will take a Claritin for breakfast and a Benadryl for dinner. There you go. Maybe I'll feel better. All right. What are your cures for allergies or the common cold? I mean, a little honey, right? Somebody mentioned a little honey. That
always
might work.
Always honey. That works.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go and start off with National Student Athlete Day.
Hey, shout out to
the NIL.
What is the NIL?
It's when college athletes can now get paid for their name and likeness.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And we also got to say, shout out to the Army. It's National Army Day.
Yes.
Oh, salute.
Yeah, Thank you so much. My uncle, actually, I had two uncles. My grandfather, everybody was in the Army. My whole family.
My grandfather served too. So salute to all the men and women across this country. We also have National Beers Eve Day. So you know what? Grab one of them Army men of beers. How about that?
How are you going to do Beers Eve on Holy Week and Passover? Like, what is the deal? Come on.
Passover, hungover.
I mean,
same thing.
We also got National Burrito Day.
Shout out to one of the greatest foods of all time. The burrito was invented in Mexico. They would carry them when they were going to war. They had to figure out a way to carry food. That's how it was invented.
Genius.
I know.
Oh, this is genius right here, too, my friend. National Twinkie Day. Oh, my God, dude.
Remember when they tried to cancel the Twinkie and Fat America brought it back? You're not canceling nothing on us.
If you think about it, is a Twinkie like a burrito?
It's a dessert burrito.
It's a mini
dessert burrito. And you're never going to change my mind from here on out.
I think every time I eat one, I'm just going to be like, people are like, you're eating junk food. No, I'm not. I'm eating a burrito.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to start the conversation about Canelo and how he approached his son who was hurt and wanted to cry by opening up with toxic masculinity. There seems to be this fake culture war about some people thinking, oh, you're trying to feminize men, and other people thinking, no, we just want to get rid of toxic masculinity. And I think we do want to get rid of toxic masculinity because there's confusion.
Can you define what toxic masculinity is?
Someone who thinks that screaming, someone who thinks that maybe punching someone, being homophobic, someone who thinks that crying is bad, someone who thinks that men can't have emotions, that's toxic. Courage should not be mistaken for toxicity. Being a courageous man doesn't mean you can't cry. And that's the confusion here.
Well, I feel like you're trying to appropriate my gender over here.
Do you agree with what I said?
Kind of.
It's all over the place right now because I have a man purse. And more dudes are like painting their nails. So there is a
What's
big
wrong with
like,
that? Does that make you less of a man?
Well, chill, bro. There's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
I'm saying, but there is demasculining going on. Like that's part of the process.
Demasculizing.
Yeah, it's happening. It is happening, which
but
I think it's a good.
How is carrying a purse? The purse came from the man. That's how the woman started doing
it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, though. I'm saying it's a thing that is happening. Like, we got to identify it. Like, even a decade ago, go tell somebody you're painting your nails and they're going to look at you sideways. Now, the dudes who paint their nails get more chicks than the dudes who don't.
Because it's not feminine to paint your nails.
It's
just a form of expression.
I don't think being a man has anything to do with the way you talk or it's all about how you act. I mean, are you a good father? Are you a good, you know, human being? That's what a good man is. I don't think that being like the tough guy or the guy that can drink the most beers.
Do you bend down and tie your shoes?
Of course I do.
Ooh, weird. Sus, bro. Sus, dog.
What am I supposed to do? Take a knee?
Yeah, bend down like a man. Take a knee and tie your shoe right there.
Well, I don't even know. I never think about it, so I have no idea. I usually sit down.
You feel strong your masculinity.
If that's the case, Anthony, I'm covering up by sitting down, okay? Nobody's going to poke anything.
But that's the thing. Being courageous doesn't mean that you don't cry. Men actually crave the love from their mother because their mothers allow them to be emotional. And so later on in life, when a man is hurting, oftentimes he will call his mother because he wants to be able to have those emotions. So I want to first play the audio of Canelo addressing his son. After the ring guy says, don't cry because boxers don't cry, Canelo calls his son over and says, no, I'm teaching my son different.
Hay veces.
There will be times.
Si te duele o algo, no pasa nada si lloras.
If something hurts you or something happens to you, there's nothing wrong with crying.
Muchas veces tienes que sacarlo llorando, que no pasa nada que llores.
A lot of times you have to release that emotion by crying. There's nothing wrong with crying. Nothing's going to happen to you. I love that he held his son after that, and you could tell the little boy felt relief. And that's the difference between being a strong man and a toxic man. You don't want to raise your son to be an angry person or someone who's afraid to express
his emotion. I love how a woman's telling us how a man should be. Can you imagine if the tables were turned and I was sitting here telling you how a woman should be and how a woman should act?
Day.
No, but this is for
like
the sake
a
of
bit
argument.
Women's explaining?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It'd be interesting.
So I have to ask you, Automatic, what do you disagree with?
I don't disagree with anything. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Well, okay, you just feel like a little toxic behavior, huh?
No, I just think
that's what it sounds like. Like, you don't like what I'm saying?
No, I do like what you're saying. I think everything that you're saying is right.
All I did was translate him. I'm not saying it. He said it. I'm repeating what a man said.
I believe there's a time and a place for everything. The first time I got really kind of called out of my tears, I was coaching my younger brother's football team, and I was in high school, and we actually ended up coming up short in the state championship, and seeing my younger brother cry really struck me hard, and I started crying. And my coach, who was there at the time, he looked over to me and said, hey, it's okay, but just don't let them see you cry. Talking about the team we were facing.
Yeah.
Because we were still in battle. And I thought that kind of rained really good to me because it is okay to cry, but there are certain times where you got to kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
You don't want to be seen by the opposition as weak.
Yeah.
I get it. But at the same time, if you're feeling something, you should be allowed to express that.
Sometimes I feel like I forgot how to cry.
That was deep. This is a step towards the right way.
I've seen Automatic cry one time.
I cried when my dog died. And I cried when I was 12 when my Little League team lost the state championship.
That's the only time. And you do have outbursts.
My dad died 6 months ago and I still haven't cried. I don't know why. I just haven't.
Because you were taught not to cry.
No, you're right. I was taught. He was one of the guys that said, don't cry.
Like so many other fathers, I'm glad that Canelo was a different example. And according to Psychology Today, from an early age, many men are taught to ignore or suppress their feelings. This approach backfires, as difficult emotions can provide us with valuable information. And I know it seems like a radical idea, but allowing a boy to cry makes him a better man.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're ready to find a mate for marriage, you're forever person. You're just tired of being single. I got the 5 ways to get it done, according to marriage.com. I always go last in this here segment. We call, in case you missed it, we find the biggest stories that might have moved too quickly through your timeline, and we give them to you right here, DJ Automatic.
So they use the U.S. Census data to figure out who the most unfaithful cheating cities are in America.
All right, let's get it done. Get it done.
Number 5, Nashville, Tennessee.
No, Nashville's supposed to be like really conservative and church-going folks.
Well, their divorce rate is high, and there's a lot of Google searches for affair hookup sites like Ashley Madison.
No.
Number four, St. Louis, Missouri.
Another Southern conservative place.
Well,
okay.
there is definitely a
That's cool. I'm going to add that to the list of facts that I know about St. Louis, Missouri. The Arch, Nelly, and dishonesty.
Yes. Number three, Houston, Texas.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. Remember when Drake said,
"All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait."
And number two, we got another Texas city, Fort Worth.
Oh. What's going on with the South?
There's only so much going on at the Stockyards. You get bored.
Okay? Nobody knows what the Stockyards are. That's a big party place in Fort Worth, Texas.
All right. And the number one most cheating city in America, Dallas, Texas. Home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
what
man.
Is going on?
Fort Worth and Dallas are the whole metroplex there. Damn, I mean, I guess don't move there if you're married.
I guess not. It says at marriage.com, don't move to Dallas. I'm just kidding. That does not say that. It doesn't surprise me, though.
The most faithful city in America, though, Pasadena, California.
Interesting.
Wait a minute. So Cali's more faithful?
Yeah, pretty much all.
The wild West Coast is more faithful than the South?
I guess conservatives like to cheat.
Yeah, this is just interesting to me that people have, because it's based off the census,
yes.
right? Yeah,
that's
so that
real.
People have the like responsibility to complete the census, but also cheat at the same time.
I'm focused,
that's just
man.
A funny thing to me that, you know, it's just interesting
Maybe
priorities.
Maybe in California they just lie about it. And in Texas,
dude,
because of their-
wait till Mexicans start filling out the census. Family. It's going to go up, bro. It's going to be crazy. All right. Well, after you get cheated on, you may want to get an emotional support animal. And cats and dogs, they have many benefits that they add
true,
to our
Anthony,
lives.
True.
But in case you missed it, a recent study reveals they might be the ones to blame for your lousy sleep.
I believe that.
Study provided by CBS shows that those who own dogs and cats do have greater odds of developing a sleep disorder, and they associate it with things like cats and dogs knacking at your legs when
so
they want to go out or something.
There's a viral video of a man. He set up a camera in his bedroom because his cat disturbs his sleep all night long. I'm posting the video now at Dana Cortez on Instagram because a man who does voiceovers did the voiceover for the cat. Hey, buddy, what's up? Hey, scoot over. Let me see that arm right there. It goes on all night. The cat's in and out of his bed.
Our dogs, we have two huskies. They decide they're going to howl at the moon sometimes.
My dog is on the opposite end. I feel like I wake him up.
Does
when
he,
I'm getting ready
bug?
To go to
is
work,
he
dude, he'll like throw me a side eye. He's like, get out already, bro. You're annoyed.
All right. So in case you missed it, people want to settle down. Marriage is back in a big way with Gen Z.
And so, not in Dallas.
So marriage.com released 5 ways for you to find your mate to marry. Number 5, you got to make sure you have common basics, values. You just open up with that. Your value
cheating.
System really needs to be the same. Number 4, look for someone who makes you laugh. I can totally co-sign with that. Automatic, I will tell you, when you were wooing me, it was your intelligence, your wittiness, your ability to just talk to me that turned me on more than anything.
So I saw this thing on the internet. They interviewed a bunch of girls and they asked the girls, would you rather have a hot body or a funny guy? And
funny
every
all day.
Single girl all day. Said funny guy.
All day.
That's what they tell the people, but come on.
No, for a mate for life, absolutely.
They said dad bod over the rock hard abs
and
because that guy will make
laugh.
Them laugh. Yes.
He got to work a little harder. Yeah, exactly. Number 3, you have to be able to be unapologetically you around them. Of course, in the beginning, you know, your representative, as you say, DJ Automatic, your best you shows up. But eventually, you have to be comfortable around them with no filter. I mean, emotional filter and face filter, too.
No, it has to be all the way around. And that even
yes.
goes into, like, for example, telling each other about your romantic history.
Or being able to go to the bathroom in front of each other.
There it is.
That's a whole different conversation right there. So we'll have that another day. Number 2, avoid quick decisions. Just because you get along in the beginning does not necessarily mean that it's long term. I've known lots of people that jump into commitments and marriage
and they
off
move
the bat.
In and then it turns into an ugly, messy, ugh.
And the number 1 thing you must do if you want to find a mate for marriage is learn to love yourself. That's what it took for me. That was the best part of my relationship when I met DJ Automatic. I had already had 2 failed marriages and I was so disappointed in myself. And for the first time, I was alone without a partner, just going out with friends, feeling right with my life, myself. And then I was like, I love this man. I'm ready. And
I
here
came,
we are.
I came in swooping in.
With your jokes and your dad bod.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Could Cardi B win an Oscar? for a role she's just been cast in for a movie?
Ooh.
This is big news, and we got more stories, too. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by NHTSA. You drive, you text, you pay, so just don't do it. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have Paul Rudd celebrating his birthday, hey, and actress Peyton List as well.
All right, so according to the Spanish publication La Guardia, Shakira's father-in-law has issued an eviction notice to the Hips Don't Lie singer and her kiddos, and they have to be out of the casa by April 20th. Now, remember, last week, we reported that allegedly Shakira beat her mother-in-law up for covering up Gerard's affair and making her son lie to her about it.
For every one of you out there that said that novellas aren't real, this
it's
is proof.
It's happening right now. Real-life soap opera. All right, so now we're going to move on. Get a little serious and talk about Jeremy Renner, who's best known for his role as Hawkeye in the Avengers. Last year, he was involved in a horrible snowplow accident that nearly took his life.
And here, his leg.
Oh, I know. And here he is talking to Diane Sawyer about those moments.
If I was there on my own, that would have been a horrible way to die. The rest of the cavalry came. So I'm writing down notes on my phone, to last words to my family. Sorry.
He couldn't even get through the sentence. He's writing the last notes to his family. He just breaks down. I'm sure that having a near-death experience like that is life-changing.
Oh, my God.
You and prioritize.
Imagine,
you know,
his nephew who was there.
Oh, my God.
And shout out to him for being, you know, quick-thinking and helping him get through this.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, and finally, another movie star? Cardi B, she's casted Baby Shark. And we did talk about this, but they have names now, all the characters. Sharky B is a character she's playing. Off Shark, obviously, hubby Offset.
Hey!
Culture Sharky, their baby girl, and even their baby boy has been written into the movie. His name is Wavy Shark.
Oh.
How cute.
What would your name be, Dana?
Shark Tez? What about you, Automatic?
Sharkmatic.
Oh, I love that, Sharkmatic. What about
mine,
you, Anthony?
All that's coming to mind is Shart.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This WTF story. I want you to turn your radio up. Attention, please. A stolen Dairy Queen 16-foot spoon has been found.
Oh.
I repeat, has been found by a Pokemon player.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Okay, so earlier this week, a viral video of a Dairy Queen in Phoenix, Arizona, missing their DQ spoon, was all over the internet. Video surveillance caught several people grabbing this spoon, tearing it from its stand, and taking it. And so for days and days, people all over the country have tried to find it. But it wasn't found until 52-year-old Michael Foster, who was playing Pokemon, spotted it at a school. And he called his wife and he said, "The spoon has been found. Thank you very much."
The fact that a 52-year-old man who plays Pokemon Go has a wife, that's the most surprising
the most
thing here.
I know that.
I know. So police grabbed the spoon, remember, it's almost 16 feet tall, and put it on the top of one of their police SUVs, tied it down, and drove it back to the Dairy Queen.
Hey, dude, I hope these guys don't get arrested, because that's not even a crime. It's more like a prank. All right, and speaking of crime, pranks, let's go to Houston, Texas, where there was a man, Trayvon Stevenson, who some would say he might be the biggest Megan Thee Stallion fan there is.
Why is that?
Young Trayvon wanted to go see Megan Thee Stallion so bad that this man posed as a police officer to get into the free concert.
He's a savage.
The concert. That was.
So wait, he impersonated an officer to go to a free concert?
The concert was free, dog. The concert was free. All you had to do is show up early, bro. And now you're going to show up to jail. I think TBH, Megan, you know, maybe help this guy get out of jail a little bit, dog.
Free Trayvon. Free Trayvon.
Well, from stupidity to doing your taxes, I don't know what's worse. So do you think you would be better at doing taxes if it was more like a dating game?
Oh, no.
No.
So there's this viral art collective that created a dating simulator called Tax Haven 3000, and it was designed to walk taxpayers through the process of preparing their tax return.
Oh, great.
Okay,
dude,
you get money back. Getting
money
back.
Let's put two of the things that I'm the worst at together, dating and then managing my money.
So what you do is you play by charming your way into the heart of Iris. You get it?
The Iris.
Yeah. She's an anime character that has very strong interest into your personal finance information.
This sounds kind of freaky. Anime characters, dating apps. I mean, either way, you're going to get screwed by the IRS.
I'll tell you what. If I see Uncle Sam swiping left...
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You are listening to The Dana Cortez Show, and I am so excited about this segment what we're about to do right now, because DJ Automatic, you know if there's one thing I love, it's a sensitive bro down.
Oh.
So homies and homettes,
get your Kleenex.
Let's release the thought of being vulnerable and embrace each other with some compassion. We're going to tell you five things to tell your kid or your young man instead of telling him not to cry. All right, I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and I almost started crying just talking about that, dude.
You're ready for this one.
If there's one thing I've been good at, it's crying throughout my life. All right, I think being raised by a grandmother and a single mom for the majority of my life has kept me in tune with my emotions.
Whereas I was on the other end of the spectrum, where it was just pretty much an all-guy household. I mean, obviously, I have a mom and a sister, but it was four guys to two women, so it was a whole lot of manliness going on.
Did you ever hear the classic line, "Oh, you're going to cry"? I'll give you something to cry about.
My whole life. Literally my whole life.
Oh, dude. My mom would do that to me, but then she wouldn't like hit me or nothing. She would just like get me with like reverse psychology or some crazy stuff, or like the silent treatment, or like
I think I would have rather had that and then vice versa.
You'd rather have your mom making you feel like a failure through emotions? That was not as good, dude. All right.
I guess that has long term hurt. Mine was only short term hurt.
And then I would get together with my mom and we would watch Lifetime movies. I don't even think they make that channel anymore. But
they
Lifetime.
Do. Dana watches it.
Yeah, dude. My mom had me watch Lifetime forever, dog, and that messed me up. But she was always there to embrace me when I cried. Like when I first got my heart broken, my high school girlfriend broke up with me, went snowboarding with this dude the next day. Bro, I was shattered, dog. I didn't understand it. I couldn't comprehend it. And this was the first woman that I had relations with.
Oh.
So there was that whole thing, and I didn't know what I was feeling.
You thought you were going to marry this woman.
I thought something like that was going to happen. But my mom was there for me, and I remember one thing she told me. She says, "Are you feeling disappointed? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling upset? What's going on?
Get used to it, bud.
Damn, son.
Well, that's a little bit of it, though. She's like, Anthony, you're going to go through things like this throughout your life. But it was her being able to empathize and be compassionate with me that helped me get through those emotions. And instead of telling your son or your daughter or whoever it may be to not cry, go ahead and tell them, "Hey, I hear you. I know what you're going through. I see you about it." And then also open up and tell them to tell you about it. Express those emotions.
Have a little therapy situation.
Yes. And reassure them that you are here with them. You're there to get them through that. Because no matter what you're going through, when you're to the point of crying and it's like sad tears, you feel like you're all alone. So we reminded them that you're there. And the final thing is, remind them that it's okay to be sad.
That's okay. Right. Sad is normal. Yes. I mean, nobody lives this like great life all the time.
Damn, bro. I kind of want to put that on a t-shirt right now, dog. Sad is normal, dude. And just
it's a real emotion. And if you don't go through all the, you know, spectrum of emotions, then are you even a complete person?
I don't think so. And I feel as if we're getting further and further into...
I know I'm not a complete person.
Automatic. Outside of your family, has anybody else ever ridiculed you for crying?
I don't think I've cried in front of anybody outside my family.
Damn, bro.
I've cried in front of Dana when my dog died, and I cried in front of my brother when we lost a Little League championship, and he was like, "Get the over it." And he was younger than me.
Let's get your brother on the phone and walk him through these steps of how to talk to men when they're about to cry or when they're already crying. It's okay, homie. Shed some tears. Let it out. And don't be afraid to develop emotionally.
Let's go.
Is that a good get
there? Yeah, I mean, you got it. It's becoming, like I said, becoming a fully adjusted human being.
All right. Now, excuse me while I go cry in the corner.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.